Right. It's okay. I like to see him waste my prick.
Okay, 5:30. Let's get started. Welcome, everybody. Board of Health, Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, Combined Madison Dane County Board of Health. So we'll call this meeting to order. We'll start with a roll call, and I would ask that the members of the board show themselves for roll call purposes so that we know it's you and not someone pretending to be you. And then we will go to the approval of minutes. The minutes for our meeting on May 28th, 2024 were attached to the agenda. Hopefully you've had an opportunity to take a look at it. Assuming that you have, I am open for a motion.
Move adoption or approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Jackson, second.
Is there further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of accepting the minutes for the Board of Health of Madison Dane County meeting on May 28th, 2024, as is, please respond by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those that do not approve,
Aye.
nay. That is approved. Thank you. Public comment. I know that we did receive some written information as well as some information about folks signing up in favor. Do we have any actual live public comment?
We do not have any public comment.
Thank you. Then this would be the time where members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Are there any disclosures or recusals that the board would like to mention at this time? Okay, seeing none, let's move on. New business, Board of Health resolutions. We will begin with Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-23, authorization to accept additional funds from the University of Wisconsin Madison Ryan White, subrecipient Part C. Could I have a motion for approval?
So moved, Messer.
Is there a
Second.
second? Thank you. Do we have further discussion, or would anybody like more information on this item? Seeing none, all those in favor for acceptance of Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-23, authorization to accept additional funds from the University of Wisconsin Madison Ryan White, subrecipient Part C, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. That is approved. Next item on the agenda is Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-24, authorization to accept additional American Rescue Plan funds from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for the Maternal Child Health Program. I have a motion for approval, please.
So moved.
There's a motion, and we'll take a second on whoever was on this board there. Is there further discussion, comments, or would anybody like more information on this item? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor of acceptance of the Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-24, authorization to accept additional ARP funds from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for the Maternal Health Child Health Program, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those approve that do not approve, nay. That is also approved. Thank you. Next on the agenda is Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-25, authorization to accept additional funds from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for the WIC program. Could I have a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Messer.
Thank you. There further discussion or desire to hear more information about this item? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of this item, which is Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-25, authorization to accept additional funds from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for the WIC program, please respond by saying aye.
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 All those that do not approve, nay. That is also approved. Number next, Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-26, authorization to accept additional funds from the National, Association probably, of County and City Health Officials to support the evaluation of harm reduction strategies. So that might not be the right name of the organization.
Association is missing.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Messer.
I have a second over here. Is there any further discussion on this item or need for further information? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-26, authorization to accept additional funds from the National Association of County and City Health Officials to support evaluation of harm reduction strategies, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those that do not approve, nay. That is also approved. Next on the agenda is Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-27, authorization of line item budget transfers. I have a motion to approve, please.
Langton moves approval.
Thank you.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. Are there further questions or is there a need for further information? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-27, authorization of line item budget transfers, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those that do not approve, nay. That is approved. Moving on to Dane County Board resolutions. Next on the agenda is authorizing an expansion of LTE hours for environmental health services in the Department of Public Health. For the Department of Public Health, Madison and Dane County. I have a motion to approve this resolution, please.
So moved.
There's a motion, and is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there further discussion on this item or further information that is needed? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of the resolution authorizing an expansion of LTE hours for environmental health services in the Department of Public Health, Madison, Dane County, please respond by saying aye.
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 All those that do not approve, nay. That is approved. And then the final Dane County Board resolution, reclassification of a chemical analyst 3 to an environmental health scientist 1 for Public Health Madison and Dane County. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Messer.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on this item? I guess I'm going to ask, why is this necessary?
And we do have a staff person here that can speak to this.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Actually, why this is necessary is it is...
Sorry, could you introduce yourself? And
Excuse me. Hi, my name is Ronisha Strozier, Environmental Health Services Supervisor. And so I am requesting the reclassification of the Chemical Analyst 3 to an Environmental Health Scientist 1. And the reason why I'm requesting this is our role has changed within the last 10 to 15 years, and that shows in the classification. Before, our scientists were focused on one type of science. They just do chemistry, which is the Chemical Analyst 3, or microbiology. Now we live in a world where they need to be able to implement multiple theories from multiple disciplines, but our job descriptions don't reflect that. And so that's why we designed the Environmental Health Scientist 1. This person will be able to learn all the different theories they need, all the different, all the different types of analysis from different disciplines. And it would be expected in this role versus the chemical analyst position, it would not be expected.
Thank you. So does that, then that old title goes away?
I mean, it would still exist, but I would not be using it for this team.
Thank you. Other questions? Thank you. Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of reclassification of Chemical Analyst 3 to an Environmental Health Scientist 1 for Public Health Madison, Dane County, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those that do not approve, nay. Okay, thank you. That is approved. Then moving on, 2024 advocacy agenda. Assuming that there's someone here to talk about this item. Seems like we might have lost.
Yeah, excuse me. Sorry if I'm taking some time to get off mute there. Hi, everyone. My name is Nick Heckman. I'm public health planner supporting policy and food security work in the PPE division. And I'm here to follow up on the meeting we had in May, at which we introduced our 2024 advocacy agenda. And we discussed briefly the process that will be involved in supporting that work going forward and updating it on an annual basis. I believe the board received a copy of the agenda at that time and has been given some time to review it. But I'm certainly available to answer any questions about the material itself or the process if you would like.
Thank you. Why don't we treat this item like other items? We'll ask for a motion and an approval, and then we'll have further discussion. Can I have a motion to approve the 2024 advocacy agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. So there's been a motion and a second. Is there further, are there further questions or further discussion on this item? Dr. Musser.
There's really no specific mention of red flag laws, and those are, you know, as you know what they are. So was there a reason you didn't use that term or refer to that legislative issue?
Yeah, in terms of some of the existing language that is in the agenda regarding the gun violence legislation actually comes from our previously approved position statement on that issue, gun safety and gun violence prevention, I believe is the title of the position statement. So the specific language in this document is reflected in that material. But certainly we can, upon our future reviews, I believe that the goal with this advocacy agenda is to have an iterative process where we're adding each year to that. So if this is a subject that you'd like to see explicitly called out, we can certainly put that on the radar for the next edition.
Thanks.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of the 2024 advocacy agenda, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those that do not approve, nay. That is accepted. Next item on the agenda is a 2025 Public Health Madison and Dane County budget proposal. Once again, we will ask for a motion to approve, get a second, and then have further discussion. Can I have a motion to approve this item?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Are we just going to have a presentation on this? I think we should probably just have a presentation. Okay. So let's move forward with the presentation. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay.
Perfect. It's me. I'm up. Sorry, I wasn't able to join you in person this evening. And thank you for your graciousness and flexibility as we've pivoted with the timeline of how do we make this presentation available to you and information available and accessible. And I know you would prefer to have it in advance. So would I. And we're going to keep working on getting that done a little bit sooner. So, Kayleen, could you start sharing the document that I'll be speaking to? So this is a trying to build on what we've presented to you in the past about the way that we build our budget. Next slide, please. Just a reminder of a few things. I'm going to be focusing primarily on our operating budget. We've already submitted our capital budget, and what was in the capital budget included no changes from what we submitted in 2024. And in that included redevelopment, funding to redevelop our South Madison clinic and office spaces, and to start implementing an electronic health record system, which we are woefully in need of, and thankful for the relationship and support of UW Health in helping make that happen. We're pursuing the Epic instance offered by them to community organizations outside of their system. Next slide, please. So a quick reminder of how we got to where we are today, and that how we're talking our budget about the budget is heavily influenced by the way the city of Madison talks about the budget, because they are our financial manager. And so we follow their policies and procedures and budget submission. So here's the timeline. We found out about, we spent the beginning of the year reconciling last year's actual costs, identifying costs to continue, and working that out internally. Received our budget target from the city and the county in late May, June. The city kicked off their budget as well as the county in the middle of June, and here we are today, presenting to you the cumulative effort of what we will be submitting to the executives to be considered in their executive budgets, which will be released in October and for approval and discussion amongst the Common Council and the County Board. Next slide, please. So just a reminder that we follow directives from both Dane County and the City of Madison. Excuse me, and they are in different financial states right now, I guess is an understatement. And, but collectively, they've agreed to the following, which is on here, that departments should not submit any requests for positions supported by levy, new requests, that we adhere to a cost to continue budget, that we seek opportunities to increase revenue. And for the city of Madison in particular, to identify a 5% reduction scenario, or scenarios that would achieve the 5% reduction. So I might be a little bit redundant about that as you hear me over the next couple minutes. But a reminder that I think next slide, please, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the specifics there. Our total budget at the high level is $34 million. It's a little bit less in 2025 than it has been previously due to the loss of some ARPA funding and other grants, and then the correlating reduction in costs of services and personnel. But the majority of our public health budget is in support of the staff that deliver services to our community. Next slide. So public health, like I said, this is a little bit biased towards the city of Madison framing of the budget, but receives both city and county levy support for our budget. The city of Madison contributes $10.3 million in 2024, contributed $10.3 million in 2024 to the public health budget. And Dane County contributed about $13 million. And that's based on the equalized value of what was agreed upon in the intergovernmental agreement that created public health. But this agency, this merged agency, and you can see that in comparison to those total sum budgets. Next slide, please. So this slide is intended to show you where there's variance from previous years. And as I mentioned earlier, the majority of the variance that you see, and we're presenting it at this high level because of changes in our service proposals as described in the city budget. Those variances are largely the loss of the ending of ARPA and other COVID-related funds, the reduction of salaries commensurate with the ending of those funds, and then the reduction of supplies, and as well as purchase services that those funds supported, the majority of which were focused on the violence prevention for purchase services work. And I'm going to run through this, and then I'm happy to answer your questions at the end. Next slide, please. So in the city budget book, our programs are aligned with these following service areas. In 2024, we had eight. In 2025, we have different service areas, and that's in alignment with the Results Madison effort, which is a strategic framework to align city services with outcomes and help align and be more transparent in the way that our dollars are spent associated with different buckets of work. For public health, that's a little challenging because I think if you asked us, we'd love to have a service for every program, but you won't see it that way. So if you would like to know more about the program specific budgets that are found within these service areas, we're happy to get that to you, but we're not presenting on that today. In the future, we'll be able to talk with you about the variance associated with these different service areas, but because of this change presenting this year, we were just presenting that variance at the agency level because of the changes in the service area. Next slide, please. So this is what the service proposals look like and the work that they support, trying to be as broad and yet specific about the different areas and buckets of public health work that we provide. And I won't spend time reading to you what's on the slide. There's two of them. Next slide, please. And another overview of what programs roll up into those services. And again, it's probably not all of the programs or initiatives within programs that you may hear about. Next slide, please. So in 2025, in addition to the levy, grant, and fee, and other fees that are resources that make up the public health budget, we also have a fund balance application. As a result of careful planning, because of the funding that we received during the pandemic, we will be ending the 2024 with about $8.4 million in unassigned fund balance. And our intergovernmental agreement that created the health department indicates that fund balance accrued over 5% of the levy or of the budget of the health department every year, or annual budget, could be used to offset levy. And so the city and the county are requesting to use $700,000 of that unassigned fund balance to offset levy contributions from each unit of government in 2025. In addition to that, the department, we are asking to use about $500,000 of fund balance to sustain six individuals in the amount of 4.5 FTE through 2025 in critical areas of the department where we are under-resourced. And if you ask me, I would love it if we could add more positions to that because we're under-resourced in many, many of the programs. But we are would like to continue to support the positions that are named on the slide. The top two bullets represent individuals who are working in our communicable disease program. The grant manager is very much needed because we manage at least double the amount of grants post pandemic as we did pre-pandemic and have no other capacity to support that. The violence prevention grants program specialist helps support the allocation of funding out to the community and supports grant management within the policy planning and evaluation division as well. And the public health specialist does a variety of different things that includes some administrative facilities support as well as emergency preparedness. We're not asking for 6.0 FTE because the 1.5 remaining of that six that we aren't asking for is going to be supported by other revenue streams as well. So we're braiding some funding to continue to extend positions. Next slide, please. I'm going to ask Bonnie to jump in and talk about something that we'd like to propose in the 2025 budget is a change in some fees associated with the license establishment program and the commensurate hiring of a position with fees supported by that program because the program is entirely fee supported. So Bonnie, I'm going to turn that over to you for a minute.
Thank you, Janelle. This is Bonnie Armstrong, pronoun she, her, and her, Director of Environmental Health. And the License Establishment Program is a program that licenses and inspects retail food establishments, lodging facilities, public swimming pools, campgrounds, beaches, manufactured homes, in order to prevent illness and ensure safety. As Janelle said, this is 100% fee funded. We have increased our renewals in the past, our renewal fees for those licenses, but we haven't increased other fees associated with the work that we do with the same frequency. As a matter of fact, some of these fees that are that we're proposing to increase may have never been increased, have always been what they are, or the last time they were increased was around 2015. So the fees that we're requesting to increase are directly related to the work that we do now and how much it costs to do that work. Our re-inspections are done with operators that are not in compliance, and we need to return to make sure that they are compliant. And that takes time. And the re-inspection fees right now are not paying for the cost of those services when we return and do those re-inspections. Pre-inspections are the inspections that we do with new operators or operators who are doing major expansions of their business and need some assistance with their plans and review of their plans and making sure that they are code compliant to operate. Again, these are this is time-consuming work, and the fees that we have right now are no longer covering the cost for us to do that work. There's other special process fees and consultation fees. These have not been increased since 2015, and again, they're not covering the cost of this work. So we're looking to increase the cost of these different inspection types, and that would be generating an additional revenue for our program of about $150,000. We are also looking to increase the late fee penalty. It has always been 15%. Right now, 20% of our operators continue to not pay on time when their fees are due at the beginning of a new licensing year. And because we have over 4,000 operators, it takes our sanitarians up to 2 months to catch up, to collect that money, or if they're unable to pay, to close their business. This is not a good way to be doing business, and so we're hoping to incentivize our operators to pay on time by increasing our late fee penalty from 15% to 25%. This would be increasing a revenue of about $30,000 for our program. From these inspection and penalty fee increases, We would be using that to balance our budget by hiring our second M11 program manager. I have a range of what the salary and benefits would be for that person, and that's dependent on whether they're an internal, external candidate, what step they come in at, and then the expenses around that position. But this would balance the increase in revenue that we're experiencing from these inspection and penalty fee increases. And the last thing that I think is very important to mention is in 2020, we implemented an equitable inspection fee schedule for re-inspections and pre-inspection because we really care about our operators and we want to have equity built into our program. This increase is not going to impact those operators. Those operators on that sliding scale for equity for both the re-inspections and pre-inspections will still be paying less next year than they were in 2015. That equity scale still remains. Hoping that you will consider supporting this proposal for these fee increases.
Thank you, Bonnie. Next slide, please. So now I'd like to talk with you about the way that we are responding to the directive that the city provided to all departments to propose scenarios that would result in a 5% reduction in levy for our department. So as a reminder, the Public Health Department will receive $10.8 million in 2025 from the city levy. $543,000 is the equivalent of the 5% reduction target. However, because we are the agency that we are, and we need to maintain equalized value support from the city and the county, the city contribution of that $543,000 is only $235,000. So we have spent quite a bit of time trying to identify different strategies to propose for consideration. And what I'll share with you in a moment is what will be, I think, discussed amongst the Common Council in the event that the referendum does not pass and or there is a need to find other ways to close the gap in the current situation of the financial situation of the city. We are sitting squarely in between the city and the county, and because 84% of our budget is staff and we are county employees, there may be opportunities in the future to talk more about different shared services and a shared reduction. But given the timeline in which the county will be passing their budget, weeks before the city will be passing the budget, we're ending up with what I'm about to share with you today, which is focused on items that are solely funded by the City of Madison as found in our budget. Next slide, please. Unfortunately, what that means is there is about $548,000 in solely city funded contracts that or initiatives that are held within the public health budget. So far in excess of the $235,000 that the city would benefit out of that equalized value reduction of 5%, and are comprised of the following. We are presenting these not in any priority order, and not because we think that they won't, not having them won't have an impact in our community, but as a way that isolates within the city budget itself. So the first one, we receive within the public health budget $15,000 to provide Narcan to businesses that we identify kind of through some data mapping around where we're seeing increased use and overdose. We now receive funding from the Department of Health Services for Narcan, and this was put into our budget before Narcan was widely commercially or available to the public. Another contract that we manage is to Vivant Health, which is to support HIV case management services, and I think is a very small amount of their total budget, and is a longstanding contract that the city has held or wanted to support them with pre-merger, pre-Public Health Madison and Dane County merger. The $10,000 associated that we're describing under the wellness initiative is held within the public health budget, and we manage that in two ways. One, part of it is budgeted with specificity to go to the Foundation for Black Women's Wellness to support their annual wellness day. And the remainder of that is used to pair with $7,000 that the county now provides us that we put out into the Healthy Communities Fund to give little mini grants to lift up or support very small pieces of important community work by folks that are intending to work on eliminating health inequities. The next two funds here both go to Safe Communities for different components of their work. One is focused on a piece of the work related to building a coalition of stakeholders around substance misuse and abuse for prevention purposes, and then to do some work on falls and injury prevention efforts. The next is longstanding funding that the city has provided to Access Community Health Centers. Access uses these dollars to support individuals in establishing a medical home, individuals who have no other access to health insurance and very limited resources. They do offer a sliding scale to folks who may not have any insurance coverage, but we're really focusing on trying to ensure that individuals have access to healthcare so that it comes full circle in improving health outcomes and then being able to engage in our community ecosystem in ways that seek all around improvement. And then finally, this $210,000 is funding that was moved into the public health budget a couple years ago from the city community development division, and it supports violence prevention efforts. This is funding that we put out in RFP and has been received by Focused Interruption, and it supports their efforts in responding to violent incidents in the hospital setting. So these were not an easy decision to come to when we look at the work that we do both in the department as well as the contracts that we engage with community partners on is really focused on supporting those who are most vulnerable. And so I don't think any agency we understand the need to be involved in this process and don't always love the impact that it could have on the work in the community that we serve. So that is kind of the full circle, trying to make a lot of detail summarized for your consumption, and I'm happy to answer and talk with you about different pieces of this.
Thank you, Janelle. Do we have any questions or comments from the board? I don't see anybody on the screen, so if you want to say something, feel free to just say something. And now I do. So I guess you could raise your hand if you'd like. And Dr. Langton.
Thanks, Danelle. This is, I guess, a comment more than a question. I wanted to recognize the really difficult situation in terms of the circumstances of going through this analysis. I think in terms of the work that Public Health Madison Dane County has been doing, it is really challenging to see this list of proposed cuts or possible scenarios in terms of the 5%. I think especially recognizing that these are groups that are some of the most vulnerable and BIPOC-led groups or BIPOC-serving organizations. So I want to acknowledge that going through this scenario and the budget preparations is extremely challenging, since the work that Public Health Madison Dane County does and that this budget serves really serves important work in our community.
Thank you. Other comments or discussion? Alder Figueroa Cole.
Thank you. Thank you, Janelle, for putting this proposal together. I cannot not share. I mean, I had to share, like, my heart just like skip a few beats to see once again, when we are in situations like this, it just those that are most tend to be the first ones to be, you know, cut off or penalized. So again, I'm very grateful that we have a method to share this information with the public. This is going to be perhaps the most difficult budget session, at least from my time in council. And I also know how difficult this public health budget is in general to decipher. So I appreciate the work that you all staff have put together trying to help us navigate it and to make it a little bit easier to share with the public. So it's not good. So I don't have any words of wisdom here, but violence prevention is kind of like
you did silence yourself, Alder. Or we lost you. One of the two.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought my battery had given up on me, which is almost about to. So violence prevention is at the core of many of us, especially everyone in this room. So we will hopefully don't have to come to these measures presented today. But nevertheless, thank you for showing us and everyone else what the value of public health and the violence prevention team really means on dollars and cents. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments or discussion? I guess I have a question, Janelle. Did they just ask you for options, or are we just giving them options versus specific recommendations? Is this, how did we get to that? Because there's obviously a lot more there than, you know, than what they're asking for.
Meaning we've provided more than what that 236 is.
Right,
is that
more options, yeah.
Yes. We've been asked to identify a number of options that could lead to that reduction total.
So they asked for options.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
And they will be making those decisions based on their discussions.
Yes. I mean, as I understand, and I would love to ask the Alder to help amend anything that I'm saying here, but these are for consideration should it be needed after the referendum, if there is a need to identify ways to balance the budget in the budget hearings that are mid-November. based on whether or not the referendum may provide support or not for 2025 and beyond. And Alders, please amend and add any detail that you would like.
Yeah, that is correct. So two budgets were asked of everybody, one with a 99% cost to continue, and a second one with a potential 5% cuts. So, and whatever else Janelle presented, that's the plan.
And for public health, just to thank you, Alder, we did not have to present the 99%. That was for only city departments. So that's a 1% reduction scenario plus a 5% reduction. That was what all other city agencies did. We've only had to present our cost to continue budget in alignment with the city and the county directives and the 5% proposal.
Thank you.
Slightly different there.
Are there other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of accepting, maybe that's not necessarily the right word, in favor, but I guess that's the word that we use here. All those in favor of the presented budget proposal, please respond by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Okay, that proposal has been accepted. Thank you, Janelle. All right, that finishes our action items. We will move on to our reports to committee. I'm on there first, but I'm going to ask Dr. Musser if he has an update on the dangerous animal.
Yeah, we had the department declared a dog danger. I don't recall the name, dog dangerous. The owners appealed. We had an administrative hearing, and the hearing upheld the department's decision that the dog be determined dangerous. The owner of the dog has appealed our ruling to circuit court. So we're represented there by a county attorney. He's filed a motion to dismiss the case based on some procedural matters, and that's where it stands as of last week. So there has not been a hearing, court hearing, on the basics of the case, but more it's going to be on the motion to dismiss. So we will find out what goes on.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Musser? Okay, Janelle, do you have anything else that you would like to say as far as the report goes?
I just want to really send my appreciation to staff. This is a hard time of year. It's a harder year to be in this hard time of year because of the way that we have to build this budget this year, and folks are working diligently, and I am really, really grateful for that, because often it comes at the expense, given we are a small but powerful engine here in the department at maybe attending to some other things in pursuit of building this budget. So really grateful for our budget and finance team, our leadership team, and all of everyone who's helped contribute to that. And thank you for the conversation and support and recognition that this is a hard place to be as a department. It's a hard place to be, to make recommendations on things that we know have an impact on the overall health and well-being of our community. And especially amongst our vulnerable neighbors and friends. So thank you for that support and understanding of the way that we've had to build this year. And I hope that we'll not have to come to fruition. But I think that's about all. I'm here in Detroit speaking to you from NACHO, and maybe I'll have some updates next month on that. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Any further questions for Janelle or discussion? All right, speaking of dates / next month, it looks like next on the agenda is to set our future meeting dates.
Yeah, so technically our next meeting is August 7th, or that was the one on the schedule. So just wanted to bring it all to you all, is that is in little over 2 weeks, and see if you would rather just meet in September, cancel the August meeting, or if there's still desire to meet in August.
Do we expect there to be items in
August? As of right now, I don't have any items for the August meeting. So, no.
Alder Figueroa Cole.
Well, I guess it's a good time to mention that I won't be available August 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've certainly in past summers when we didn't have anything to do, we did skip a meeting. Obviously, this meeting would be just in a couple of weeks. I'm certainly willing to push the meeting. Does staff have any other concerns with that?
I have no concerns if you were asking staff, and the board is only required to meet quarterly, so you're not in violation of any statutes for meeting.
Okay. When would the next meeting then be?
Wednesday, September 4th would be the following meeting. So I can send out a message.
Do you need is that an action item for us to? I don't think so either.
Yep, I'll just note it. Okay. Thank you.
I don't see a whole lot of discontent with that. Okay. So our next meeting then will be September 4th. And that is the end of my agenda. Could I have a motion for adjournment, please? And is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment, please respond by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
It's new.
Thank you.